motivation. Yeah, you gotta get your feet wet. Don't stop till each and every goal is met. Don't think about what you could have done before, and the world is yours. Hello, I'm your host, River Ann, and this is Heart Sense, a podcast for aligning, strengthening, and opening our hearts to a frequency of love that heals ourselves and our planet. Thank you for being here. Happy Mother's Day to everyone in the Western Hemisphere and to those on the other side of the world who were honored yesterday. Mothers are the model for unconditional love in every species on the planet. Without their hearts instilling the value of life, compassion, and kindness, our world would be lost. So thank you to all mothers everywhere for your gifts. I've been in Texas now 2.5 months, and I'm thoroughly convinced that every experience I've encountered has been orchestrated for me. I made plans, which changed almost the moment I made them. But as I relaxed and released my expectations, life introduced an agenda full of surprises and positive interactions with people, wildlife, and challenging situations, informing me of what was needed. From the renewal of old friendships to new acquaintances and activities, my inner compass has provided me with a symphony of synchronicity I realize now is always present. Especially when we drop the need to control and pay closer attention to what presents itself on a daily basis. Synchronicity plays a huge part in our lives, leading us to new people and experiences that often change the course of our lives. I know for myself, it may be the single most common factor organizing my daily life. And I see it every single day in something. For me, synchronicity is a message I'm in alignment to receive a blessing, whether it appears initially or later in the journey. A gift of kindness, a moment of joy, deep healing, or a shift within as I acknowledge the world around me without resistance to the moment. Moving us through experiences like a child in wonder, when we recognize it, synchronicity shows up more often as a friend, creating events that harness our attention and guide us towards dreams and breakthroughs, setting the stage for love, compassion, prosperity, and success. Learning to listen to our intuition guides us into synchronized events that serve as portals to wisdom, growth, happiness, and valuable lessons. So today, I'm sharing with you a candid conversation with three good friends about a few life-changing experiences where synchronicity played a major role in the events. So let's jump into the chat we had together. It's a lazy Sunday afternoon, and I have the privilege of being with two lovely jazz vocalists I worked with in Austin, Texas for decades, Beth Ullman and Donna Menthol. We're just chatting, having a little visit, and the word synchronicity came up. In Sedona, we call the city a city of synchronicity, but it actually is part of all of our lives. If you notice, one moment to the next, life has a way of lining things up for our highest good in a synchronicitous fashion. So I'm going to jump back into my conversation with these two ladies and ask Beth to begin with her story of synchronicity when she arrived in Austin.
Yes. Ever meet one person and your whole life changes? That was my experience with a guy named Dave Morgan and how the topic of synchronicity came up. I was a student at UT, and it was the mid-80s. I went to my favorite restaurant and was sitting at a bar having a cheeseburger, and there was one empty bar stool next to me, very crowded, probably a Friday night. And Dave, the bass player, was in town playing for a hypnotist at the Laugh Stop, and he was just in town for the weekend, which is even more interesting. Anyway, he came in and took the seat next to me, and we started talking. And I, over the years, have reflected back on what my life would be like if I had not met him that night. I was a classical piano major at UT, and I was teaching kids how to play the great composers. And I figured that's what I was going to do with the rest of my life, even though I secretly wanted to be a singer. I wasn't quite sure how that was going to happen yet, or if that was going to happen, because I was getting a classical education. So I met Dave, and we hit it off, and we ended up living together. And we ended up listening to jazz all day long, because he's a jazz musician. So I ended up becoming a jazz singer, which I never in my wildest dreams thought I would do that. I also, through Dave, met all of my best friends, including Donna Menthol, who is with us right now. Consequently, I met my second husband, who was an amazing piano player named Rich Harney, through Dave. So that's my wow. If I hadn't met Dave, what my life would be like today. And I honestly believe that my life is what it was meant to be and is 500 times better than what it would have been because of meeting him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go next. I never dreamed of having a career in music until I met Donna Menthol. And I remember being in this old jazz club called Casablanca, downtown Austin, listening to James Polk, piano player with his band Passenger, who played with Ray Charles for 10 years. And Donna got up to sit in, and I listened to her. For the first time, I wasn't sure if I liked her, but I knew I didn't not like her. It was interesting.
That's
funny. It was different. And I got to know her, and she was the funniest, most entertaining person I'd ever met. She just moved to Austin, and I wanted to help. So that led to learning about music and gigs and all different styles of music, because jazz was a whole new opening for me. Mm-hmm. And once I began helping her, one of my first good paying jobs, the food and beverage director said to me at the end of the year, "You've done so well with this band, you can bring me all your bands now." And I sat there and thought, all my bands?
Better get busy.
I guess I better get some more. That began my career as first an agent for more than one band.
Interesting.
That moved into later, about 20 years later, becoming an event producer as well as an agent and meeting all of you and thousands of others from around the world.
I never knew that. How you got your start in the business. That's very interesting.
I chased club owners around for weeks trying to get money for the band because they'd say they didn't have it that night. And that's when I stopped doing clubs and opened the corporate market that no other agent was touching at that time.
Well, you got me the first big gig I ever had in Austin, and that was playing at what's now the Renaissance Hotel. I'll never forget that as long as I live. That was a plum gig, and that's where I had met my husband Rich at a party that Donna was at. I was sitting there playing my gig, and Rich came walking into the hotel, and he came in and sat down next to me. He said, "I heard you could sing." And I said, "Yeah." He sat there for a while and listened to me. He said, "Well, I've got some songs I've written that I think you'd be the perfect singer for, so why don't you come over to my house?" So I did, and I ran home and learned his tunes right away, came back and sang them for him. He cried, and within a year we were married.
Wow.
And it all came from Dave sitting down at that on that bar stool. It's unbelievable.
You better watch yourself, girl.
Oh, stop. Oh, little outlaw.
So, Donna, give us one of yours.
Well, actually, it's a trail meeting up to what yours was, because I was living in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I was singing in my first R&B band, and I heard that there was a jazz explosion happening in Austin, Texas. Well, I wasn't into jazz, you know. I was singing R&B, funk, soul, the whole thing. Anyway, I jumped in the Volkswagen camper and drove down from Arkansas to Austin. And I think on the second day I was in town, I was just wandering around and I walked into Casablanca. It was happy hour. One gentleman at the piano, and I listened to him, and he was phenomenal. That's what everybody said. Oh, yeah, there's a jazz explosion. You ought to go there and just check it out. So at the end of his set, I approached him and introduced myself, complimented him, and I said they were right in Arkansas, because they said, you're going to meet people you've never met before. James invited me to sit in with him. And after that, he invited me to his Sunday gig at Casablanca with his quintet. I stayed a couple of weeks because he actually put a female trio together, and he named it Forbidden Fruit. I mean, come on, I couldn't leave town, you know? But then I went back to Arkansas knowing that I was going back to pack everything up and come back down to Austin. Mm. And I did. The trio came in every Sunday with James's quintet. Since we were all truly lead vocalists, the ego, the three of us, was starting to like break the first layer of our heads. So we landed up not doing that gig anymore, you know.
Interesting.
Well, anyway, it was fabulous when it happened. James and I worked for about 7-8 years. Then he left town to go be on the road with Ray Charles. And then he came back, and then we reunited, and he's Mr. Wisdom to me.
You guys were phenomenal together. Your chemistry artistry was just off the charts great.
I remember James could never pronounce your last name. Donna's last name is Mittenthal. And James would say, please welcome to the stage Miss Donna Menthol.
That's how she got her stage name.
So I want to mention here that synchronicity plays a huge part in all of our lives. It's kind of like the hand of God directing us to this place or that person or this chance meeting. And if you notice it, the more it seems to happen because you open yourself to the experience. When you close it off, you wonder why things are stuck, why they're not moving. It may be something as simple as you're going from point A to B, but for some reason you stop at the little grocery store and decide to get a drink. And you meet a friend that you haven't seen in 20 years and you reunite. I know you have more stories of synchronicity.
I'm a songwriter, and I had not written a song in over 10 years. I don't write unless I'm inspired. I have to have a muse. My ex-husband Rich died suddenly of a heart attack. And within 24 hours, I wrote a song called One for Rich about him. From that moment on, I started writing songs again. And I posted a song I wrote about COVID on YouTube. And within 5 minutes, Dave Morgan, my old buddy, chimes in and says, that is a phenomenal song. In the process of this, I asked Dave if he'd like to write songs together. Anyway, so Dave and I ended up collaborating strictly over email and did a whole album together. Now, the part of this that you have to know to appreciate this full circle thing is that Dave and I lived together back in the mid-80s, And he walked out on me in the middle of the night after 2 years of living together without a word. Here we are 30 years later, and we have written an album together. What a wonderful healing that has been, and forgiveness on both of our parts.
So timing is a huge part of synchronicities. Sometimes yes. We come into a person's lives for a moment, perhaps just to meet, and then thrown out to reconnect 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later, after we've done some more growing and healing. Sometimes I think it brings us together just for that meeting, and we're going to rub each other raw because we're not quite ready, but we're supposed to remember one another. Because when they come back, there's a bigger, more beautiful experience to be had.
Yes.
And it just opens us up for that.
That's a great description of that particular thing. Very much so, yeah. I never would have guessed it. I never even thought about Dave. But he found me on Facebook, and we really write well together.
Yes.
It's amazing. I have a synchronistic moment that involves Donna and myself. We wrote a jazz musical called Dying to Swing. And the way that happened was interesting because we had gone downtown to hear Sweeney Todd at Capitol City
Playhouse. Oh my gosh, yes.
We were watching the show. We get done, the show's over, and we start walking out to the street to go to our cars. And the owner of the theater knew Donna. And he came up to us and he said, "You guys got a show?" And we looked at each other and said, "Have we got a show?" "You're damn right we got a show."
Oh,
and of course,
God,
we didn't have a show. Are you kidding? All we did was show up. And sure enough, we found ourselves with some guy thinks we should do a musical or whatever. So we decided we're going to write a jazz musical. We ended up doing this show, and we still didn't have an ending for it the night it opened. Oh, my God. I remember doing that show, two nights, sold out, wonderful experience. And I remember thinking, I'm not a victim anymore. That was huge for me personally, to take something on like that and pull it off. I grew a layer of confidence after that.
Now, I have to interject and mention here that Dying to Swing takes place in heaven.
Yes.
Beth is
on a gurney.
On a gurney.
Yeah.
And you think she's dead. But she wakes up and she's had a boob job.
That's how I died.
That's how she, and everybody in this play were angels. Dying to Swing was jazz in heaven. Right?
Yes. And Donna died on stage having the most delicious vocal orgasm. And I said, "God, take me now." That's how she got to heaven.
Okay.
So here we are in heaven, and the ending turned out to be that the dancer we had was God's. So that was the twist in the show, that this dancer who'd been flopping around as an angel through the show, turns out that was God. Oh, it was so much fun, and we did classic jazz, and we also did some original stuff.
That was written by you and Rich.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
He was my first songwriting partner. Prolific songwriter. I'm convinced he visits me. In Waco, he visited me as a red cardinal. He would show up and sit on a chair. Literally, this cardinal would come and just perch on a chair and stare at me while I was playing the piano. Unbelievable.
How do you feel about synchronicity, Donna? How big a part does it play in your life?
We all know now that I'm 104 years old, and there's a lot of stuff I do not believe, but as we sit as this trio here, I realize in the beautiful bubble of what we live and experience, it's real.
So it's an alignment of energy.
Exactly.
Synchronicity is kind of like divine order. All these things were supposed to come together, and at the right moment, they align in a synchronous fashion. for our highest and best good. So pay attention mm-hmm. to the synchronicity in your life. It's a validation there's some order to things. It's a validation that there are no accidents. That it waited to this moment because you weren't ready to this moment.
That's right.
That you didn't find it till mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Or that you did it then so you'd be ready for today. It's an alignment of the universe to support us.
Yeah. Natural orchestration.
And we don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
Except pay attention.
Right.
That's beautiful.
It is. Thank you.
On that note, we'll close. So listeners, I hope you enjoyed this one. I have been wanting to interject some more humor into this podcast for a while now. And I think you got it today. So thank you for being with us. And we'll do more of these. Have a great day. If you've enjoyed or been inspired by this episode, please share this podcast with those you love. And if you're a regular listener, I'd love to know who you are, where you're listening from, and what topics you'd like me to address or hear more of. I also welcome your reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts. So if you'd like to encourage others to listen to Heart Sense, please take a moment to share what you've received. Thanks to Dan Vega for providing the original music for this episode from his CD, Capture Magic. You can find a link to Dan's music in the show notes and online by going to danvegamusic.com. As always, I appreciate your time and support. And if you'd like to become a sponsor, partner, donate to the production of Heart Sense, or share your feedback or story with me, I'd love to hear from you. Email me at ourheartsense2@gmail.com. It's my hope that these episodes bring more light to your heart, more vision to your life, and facilitate more healing in the world. This is River Ann. Thanks for listening.